Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Merv Rettenmund. Batting second. The right fielder, Rich Coggins. Batting third. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Elrod Hendricks. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Baker. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Doyle Alexander. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting second. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Kurt Bevacqua. Batting ninth. The catcher, Carl Taylor. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Al Fitzmaurice. And now, play ball. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bevacqua fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alexander fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fitzmaurice fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry strikes out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hendricks for the out. One out. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0 for 1 in the game. Rettenmund hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0 for 1 in the game. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fitzmaurice fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Bevacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevacqua takes first base on ball 4. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bevacqua moves to second. Two outs. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. Patek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fitzmaurice fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Mayberry, and towards Rojas, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 1 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayberry hits a fly ball towards center. Blair catches it and throws to first to double up Otis. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bevacqua fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendricks hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. the Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Royals. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 1 in the game. Piniella hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Royals. Kurt Bevacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevacqua is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bevacqua strikes out. Two outs. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coggins. Taylor reaches second base with a double. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 2 in the game. Patek hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rettenmund hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0 for 2 in the game. Coggins hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 2 in the game. Rojas hits a fly ball into left field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alexander fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davis moves to third. Gene Garber now pitching. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 2 in the game. Blair strikes out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grich takes first base on ball 4. Powell moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davis scores. There goes Powell trying to get to home. Otis throws the ball into Taylor who tags Powell who's trying to score from second, for the out. Grich moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-1, Royals. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0-2 in the game. Hendricks is walked intentionally. Al Bumbry pinch hits for Frank Baker. Joe Horner now pitching. Don Baylor pinch hits for Al Bumbry. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles 1. The Royals will come to bat. Don Baylor now playing right field. Mark Bellinger now playing shortstop. Earl Williams now playing first base. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-2 in the game. Kirkpatrick bunts towards the mound. Alexander fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Piniella hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Doug Bird now pitching. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Rettenmund takes first base on ball 4. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger bunts towards the mound. Bird fields it and throws to first for the out. Rettenmund moves to second. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles 1. The Royals will come to bat. Kurt Bebakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebakwa is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Bebakwa bunts towards the mound. Alexander fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Taylor bunts towards the mound. Alexander fields it and throws to first for the out. Bebakwa moves to second. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-3 in the game. Patek hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-3 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Bebakwa trying to get to home. Bellinger throws to Hendricks who tags Bebakwa for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-3 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grich strikes out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Babakwa fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 2, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.